Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Chaf Zayin, and we are on Chaf Amabez. We'll start with the Tanu Rabbanan, a couple of lines up from the bottom, just one ha'ara from yesterday that I didn't get to mention. Yesterday we brought up, what is the source in the Mishnah for the fact that the owner has to keep the Bechor for a couple of weeks before giving it to the Kohen? Is that based on a Pasuk, based on Bechor Ban, the connection between Pidyon HaBen and Tzon and Meleas HaVedimacha, Bikurim and Shor, right? Is it based on an extra word, Tasa? Ultimately, the Gemara said, Lamaskana, it's based on those Psukim, but Lomasra Kasav Elalachachamim. The Chachamim have to interpret what the Torah would want, and therefore maybe there's a hint to it in the Torah, but it's really up to the Chachamim. Just look at Rashi for a moment. Lomasra Kasav Elalachachamim. Ho'ov Logila Lacha Shir Asiya Shetosif. Even though it says Tases, you have an extra Asiya by the Behema Gasa, but you're not sure. So Vade lechachamim masaracha shiifreshu lechatam. The chachamim will explain va'acharehem telech and follow them. And therefore, because it's not clear, that's why you have to follow them. And as we said, that's different than the Rabbanan interpret every halacha. Right, we don't know anything without the Rabbanan and the Torah Shebaal Peh. We don't know what tefillin look like. We don't know how to build a makkah. We don't know so many things. But here, it's not only that the Rabbanan are trying to figure out what the Torah meant, but Hashem leaves open the contours of the mitzvah for the Chachamim to determine, which is a little different than regular dinim d'rabbanan. I just wanted to make one comment about Bikurim, which came up. We discussed Bikurim a couple of weeks ago, the unique Tosfos in Maseches Baba Basra, where Tosfos discusses how Bikurim is not a run-of-the-mill mitzvah hatzliya ba'aretz. Right, it was compared to Basar B'Chalav in the Pasuk, and one might have thought that Bikurim, you need a special Pasuk to tell me that Bikurim does not apply in Chutz La'aretz. Because if you remember, Bikurim is not, it doesn't aser it the rest of the field like Tevel, and there's, it's not tali on Meruach, it's tali on as it grows. There are differences between Bikurim and the others. There's also a unique, another factor about Bikurim, and that is, Bikurim, we know, is brought from Shavuos until Sukkot and maybe even until Chanukah. The Rambam and others say that women, everyone, are chayvim Bikurim. Well, why wouldn't you say that? Ask the Achronim, is Bikurim a mitzvah seisha zman grama? Right? It's only brought from Shavuos until Sukkot. And if you want to stretch it, even until Chanukah. Maybe Vikori, maybe Ve'eno Kore. So that's one of the eight places, I think, in Shas where the word Chanukah is mentioned, right? Hilchos Chanukah are not in Shas, but it's mentioned, you know, eight times Derech Agav, Mishnah in Baba Kama, and Mishnah Bikurim, Mishnah in Meseches Megillah, what you lay on Chanukah. But the question is Bikurim Mitzvah Seishas Ban Grama? It doesn't seem like it, but why not? Right? It's only brought a certain time of year. So why isn't that a Zman Grama? So that's a fascinating discussion in the Achronim, really, how to define Zman Grama. What does Zman Gore mean in terms of mitzvahs? So normally, it's only by day, it's only this time of year, but certain mitzvahs seem to be somewhat unclear. So Bikurim, isn't that a Zman Grama? So the Achronim explain, maybe not Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlow says, a Zman Grama, and this is what the Avni Nezer says as well, a Zman Grama is where it's purely tali on the day. If something is tali on some other reality that happens to be on the day, so then that's not directly a Zman Grama. So for example, there's a famous Ramban, the Ramban in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Daled. Sfiras HaOmer is not a mitzvah seisha Zman Grama. Really? Pretty amazing. Some Achronim say it must be a mistake in the Ramban. Can't be. Sfiras HaOmer is the ultimate Zman Grama. How could it not be a Zman Grama? A lot of discussion about this Ramban. But suggest the Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlow, and the Avnei Nezer as well. Sfiras HaOmer is based on the Korban HaOmer. The Korban HaOmer happens to be brought on the second day of Pesach. But it is not directly linked to the day. Right? It's linked to the Korban or the Machayiv of the Korban nowadays. Either it's Drabanan, even if it's Daraisa, like the Rambam says, it's still linked to the Machayiv of the Korban, even though we can't bring the Korban, because we don't have a Mizbeach, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. But it's, again, that's not called Zman Grama. It happens to be on the same day, but it's not directly linked conceptually. That's one idea. And so too by Bikurim. Maybe Bikurim is linked to this time of year when the crops grow. It's not totally on the date, though. and that's why it's not called as Magrama. The crops happen to grow and blossom at this time of year. Bikurim, number one. But another idea, which is also suggested for Ramban, this is suggested by the Chachma Shlomo in a different context. The Chachma Shlomo, there are different Chachma Shlomo. Chachma Shlomo in the back of the Gemara, on the bottom of the Marsha, is the Marshal of Shlomo Luria. But the Chachma Shlomo on Shulchan Aruch or Shlomo Kluger. So on Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tav Chavav by Hilchos Kiddush Levana, the Chachma Shlomo discusses why Kiddush Levana is not considered as Zman Grama. Right, the Shlach HaKadosh says that women don't do Kiddush Levana because somehow Heim Garmu Pekam HaLevana. It always goes back to Chava. They cause the Levana getting smaller, somehow linked to the Chait. Isn't it a Zman Grama, asked the Rosh Shlomo Kluger? So he says no. Zman Grama is when you could do a mitzvah the whole year, but only today it's a mitzvah. I could blow a shofar today. It's not a mitzvah to blow a shofar today, but I could blow a shofar today. That reality could exist today. It's only that on Rosh Hashanah, it's a mitzvah. I could shake a lulav every day of the year. I could sit in the sukkah every day of the year. It's just that certain days is a mitzvah, certain days is not a mitzvah. But, what's Kiddush Levana? Praising Hashem when the moon is getting bigger. So the second half of the month, it's not that the reality exists and it's just not a mitzvah today. There is no reality. The reality is when the moon gets bigger. So if the moon's not getting bigger, then the reality, the given, the situation of the mitzvah doesn't exist. It's not that it exists, but it's not a mitzvah. It doesn't exist. That's not called a Zman Grama. Zman Grama means when you can do it every day, but only today is a mitzvah. But if the requirements for the mitzvah don't exist at other times, then that's not called a Zman Grama. Again, it happens to be, you can only do it at certain times, but that's not called a Zman Grama. So that's Kiddush Levana, that's Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, what's the mitzvah? To count for Pesach HaShavuos. So when it's not between Pesach HaShavuos, there's no mitzvah. It's not that, oh, there's a mitzvah of counting. There's no mitzvah of counting. There's a mitzvah of counting from Pesach to Shavuos. So therefore, between Sukkot and Pesach, the reality of Pesach to Shavuos does not exist. And that's why there's no mitzvah. But that wouldn't be called as Zman Grama. So too by Bikurim. Bikurim, it could be that the reality, it's similar to the first approach by Bikurim, the reality of the mitzvah, you know, whether you want to call it, you know, however you define it, you know, you want to call it the mitzvah of bringing from this time of year, the mitzvah is to bring from Shavuos to Sukkot. The mitzvah is to bring when the fruit are ripe, however you define it, but it's not directly related to the time, and therefore it wouldn't be a Zman Grama. So that's a little about Bikurim. We said Bikurim yesterday is 50 days from when it gets ripe to the time that you cut it, right, from Pesach to Shavuos. So that is a discussion whether that's called a Zman Grama or not. Okay, so we mentioned that the Yisrael keeps it. What if the Kohen wants to take it himself? So he said, no, that shouldn't be done. Don't give it to him, lo yitein lo. Why? To the last line we read, my taima, amar of sheshes, bebeshin nira, kekoin amasaye, bebeis agranos. Because it appears that a Kohen is facilitating in the Beis Agranos, right? It's not appropriate for a Kohen to help out the Yisrael in return for getting the matanos. That is not looked upon favorably, and therefore, that's what this looks like too. The Kohen says, I'll take care of the tircha, and you just give it to me, so we don't support that. Tanur Rabbanan and the Braisa also says as follows, where we're up to now, right? The Tosefta in Tamai. Hakonim, Alavim, Baniim, three groups of people who get things. Hamasayim, Abase Haroim, these people who help out in the base Haroim. Rashi points out each one of these. In the base Haroim where the shepherd is, that's only going on the Kohanim. Right, the Kohanim that are Messiah in the Beis HaRoam to get the Bechor, Ubebeis HaGranos, that's going on all of them. Right, Kohanim for Truma, Levim for Meiser Rishon, Aniim for Meiser Ani. Ubebeis HaMitbachayim, that's back to Kohanim. Right, Beis HaMitbachayim, that's to get the Bechor. Right, so the interesting Rashi does not say Zeroah L'Chayayim in the Keva here, by the Beis HaMitbachayim. But either way, so the Kohanim, Levim, and the Aniim, they're all helping out. Ein Nostin Lahem Truma Umaiser Bischaran. Says on the side, the Matanos. Don't give them these Matanos. Vim Osen Kane, Chilolo. And if I give them, if the Kohen helps me out in the granary and I give him the Truma, I have defiled, I have disgraced this Matana. Very strong Lashon. V'alein HaKasav Omer, and about them it says in Malachi, Shichatem Bris Alevi. You have destroyed the covenant of the Levium. V'omer v'eskachei b'nei Yisrael lo sachalu v'lo samusu. Don't destroy and defile The Kadesh Bnei Yisrael. My Va'omer. What is the Va'omer? What's the extra pasuk? The second pasuk from Bamidbar adding. V'chitim. And if you want to say, Misalo. The first pasuk just says you have to file them, but there's no chi of misa, toshma, that's kasha b'nei Yisrael, lo sechalalu, v'lo samusu. Right? There's an issue of misa. Tosfos says, not literally. Doesn't mean literally you're chayav misa. Right? Only literally chayav misa is not the pasha p'tan of the pasuk. But Tosfos says, lav dafka. To lo chashav la, this is not included in Masechet Sanhedrin in the list of Eilush of a misa. Ella, karufu lavon misa. It's really bad. It's ki'ilu. It's avon misa, says Tosfos. That's why you have the extra pasuk. Good. What's so bad? What's so bad about this? Right? You're machalel it? So one could say machalel here means maybe it's just undermining the definition. The definition of all of these are gifts, matanos. If they work for me, it turns out it's not a matana. So that's the whole purpose of this is that you support them, you give them a gift. If they're working, then that's wages. That's not a gift. So that's what maybe it means by you're ruining the system. The system is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Kohanim and Levim, and there are matanos that are given to them. There are matanos as we had back in Chulin. I don't remember, right? But we had the 10 of the in the Mikdash and 10 in the Gvulin and the 4, the 24 matanos. And if I play with the system and make the matana into schar, then I'm undermining and ruining the system, and maybe that's a chilul, because it's no longer a matana, it's schar. And therefore it's very serious in the eyes of the Gemara. And the Gemara continues, it even says, Ubikshu Chachamim, second to last line, Ubikshu Chachamim Lakonsan. The Chachamim even wanted to find people who gave the Kohanim, Levim, Aniim, these matanas in this way. V'lios mafrishin olam truma mishel lahem. They wanted to say, you have to take off another truma. You gave these to the Kohen, you have to take off another truma, which is not really truma. Technically, midaraisa, it was truma. But we want to find you. Right? Because, and so that you won't do it the next time. They even thought about it, but why didn't they? Dilma asi lafrushim and apatra alachiyev. Because then it would be a problem. Because if a person has to take another truma, they might think that the first one wasn't really truma. And therefore, they might treat this as truma l'chumra in other ways. Meaning, they might, Rashi explains, let's say there's another field that needs truma taken off from it. I'm going to take this truma to be mafresh on that, but really, this is really not really truma. This is not really truma, so this is really putter. And I'm making a truma mitam knas, but I might think that this counts as truma for the field that's chayiv in truma. So I might end up doing minapatra alachiv, and that's not truma, and therefore that would be more of a problem, right? The isra of tevel, you know, that's more of a issue than just to find the people. And that's why the chachamim didn't do this in the end. Good. So the Chashuk Echemet, he talks about, once this is about mischala chilol, so it's just a thought about chilol Hashem. Not really this chil, but an interesting case. There was a magid shir that was running to give a shir, and he needed a mairiv. So he runs into the shul, right, close to where he was going to give shir, to catch a mairiv. And he said, when are you starting? He says, no, we're starting now. And as we know, you know, now means when we get a minion. Right? So they had six, they had seven, and finally they got a minion 6 minutes before he was supposed to start his shir. So he stayed there, and this is Mincha, not Ma'arif, Mincha. And after, by the time they finished Ron Esra, and they're about to start Chazar Shas, there are 13. Now they have a minion, Peshefa. So he thinks to himself, okay, so I'll run out after Kedusha, because I have to go get my shear. Am I allowed to do that? Is that a little bit of, A, do I have a chiv of Chazar Shas? B, is that a chil Hashem? If a orthodox, religious-looking person, you know, runs out in the middle of Chazar HaSashatz, right, what's Dochet but this Talmud Torah B'tzipor? I'm supposed to give a shir. But Rabbi Malkam Chil Hashem ain't Chalkin Kavod HaRav. Right, there's never any, you know, you don't play around by Chil Hashem, right? There's no, you can't do tshuva by Chil Hashem, the Rabbim discusses in Hilchas Tshuva. So what do you do? Kiva Shechol Olav L'Shmo Chazar HaSashatz V'Kvar Nischayeba Hari Osik B'Mitzvah Patam B'Mitzvah Od L'Chor Yish Chil Hashem Kasher Rom Yehudi Alavush K'Tamad Chacham Yotzei B'Emsa Tvila. So he says, Pashas, you would say, Talmud Torah is Docha. Talmud Torah is Talmud Torah connected Kula. Talmud Torah Derabim is Docha Chazar HaSashatz. And maybe, I mean, what he should have done is just daven by himself. Maybe Talmud Torah B'tzibur, right, daven B'yechidus. Right, we had a Gemara back in Chulin, if you remember, he quotes it here, Kuf Lama Gimel, that Abaye wouldn't always daven B'tzibur because he was Asuk B'limud HaTorah L'Talmidav. But once he's there, maybe, you know, maybe he has to stay there. Maybe Mitzvah D'Rabim is shiny. Imkein, L'Chor, Afshar, Ozik B'mitzvah, Mikol Makam, Zorach, Limser, Shir, L'Rabim. right? Maybe Chazar Hashas is only a Chiyav Chovas HaTzibur, not a Chovas HaYachid. These are all overlapping, interesting sugyas. Osig B'mitzvah, Chazar HaShatz. But at the end, he says, Lachain Nireb, so he says, Ein lo tamar chacham laseis b'emsach chazar im yachshaduhu. If they're really going to be choshed him, that, in two ways. Number one, they're not going to take Chazar HaShatz seriously. Oh, you're allowed to walk out? Great! Right, the only place in Shulchan Aruch where the Shulchan Aruch says, Gadol av an omen so, when we talk during Chazar HaShatz. Unbelievable. We've spoken about that in the past, what the unique sin of that is. But number one, people won't take it seriously. And number two, there'll be choshedim of not, and we're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed to put ourselves into a situation of chad, right? That they'll say, oh, he lives in the middle of tefillah because he's always taking his own dvarim pratiim. And even if he's going to lose part of the shiur, he's anus. What could he do? What could he do? But he writes, the Gemara does say in Maseches Brachos, even though one is not allowed to walk past the shul, achori beis hakneses, because it would look like he's not going into the shul. But if there's another shul in town, or it's nikar that he's busy, what if he has a big load on his back? The Gemara says, then that's okay. So maybe if it's nikar that he's going to give a shiur, he's holding six svarim, right, and he's running. Right? So maybe if it's clear, if he's going to give a shiur, then maybe he can, because everybody will know that he's not going to for his private needs, but he's going to give a shiur. Gemara so mochicha alav sheholech lalame Torah. Okay. Either way, interesting question. A lot of mussar from that. You know, we have to take Chazar HaShatz seriously. We have to try to be on time for minyanim, not to put people into that situation. V'chulu v'chulu. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Last three words. Ubikulan. And by all these cases, well, one is not supposed to give the kohanim, aniyim, v'chulu, the items if they're working, because it's like kohanim asayeh, bebeis agranas. We don't want it to be undermined as the definition of matano. Ubikulan yeshbam, tovas hanah lebailim. But in general, the bailim have tovas hanah. They get to choose who to give it to. Which case? When do they get to give it to? So one might say a regular case, right? If there's no kohen, if I just pick my truma, I could, you know, give the truma to whoever I want. I could give the levi, whoever I could give whichever levi, I give whichever kohen. That's true. But the Tosefta here gives a specific case, in the following way. Kesad. Yisrael shefer shuma mi kiryo. If Yisrael is mafer shuma from his pile, umitsa o Yisrael acher va'amarlo. Halacha selazev, it's an ale of ben biti kohen. A man's daughter married a kohen. So he goes over, the grandfather, goes over to his friend and is like, here, take this. Could you please give the truma to my grandson, who's a Kohen? So says the Gemara, that's okay. Mutter. That's so he's choosing. That's not Kohen HaMesayeh, because he's not a Kohen. He's a Yisrael. So that would be, okay, he has to choose anyway. So this is not bribery by a judge. It's not like you have to make a decision here. Right, I want you to do me a favor. So it's still a matana for him. So therefore, it's not a kohen offering anything, and therefore this would be okay. V'imhaya kohen l'kohen aser. But if one kohen says, here, take this to give it to the other kohen, that's not allowed. Because once one kohen comes, so then there's already a chiyav mitzido to give it to him. And therefore, if he starts playing around with giving things, so then that would be a problem. Vitana. My time, the Gemara just interrupts the Brisa and says, my time, lo kamer banas kuhuna. Why does the example given in this Tosefta is only by Truma? Only by Truma you could do this and the grandfather could give. Why not by other matnas kuhuna? So, says the Gemara, amar lacha, only by Truma. There's no chash of a mix-up. Truma, the kedusha sagufi, Truma, which has an inherent kedusha, right? You can't be pode Truma. Truma is inherently kadosh. Right, it's not like Meiser Sheni. Right, Truma is Kedusha Zaguf. Tekiva de lo misachla, lo asi limitaba, because you can't be mischala the Truma. So then the grandson won't think, oh, my grandfather paid for the Truma, so now this Truma doesn't have any Kedusha. Of course it has Kedusha. And he won't think otherwise. And he'll treat it b'kedusha v'tara. But Hani, but by the others, Kiva and Kedusha's Damim Ninu, because some of them have Kedusha's Damim, Rashi, Dimratza Kohen Limkar Bisar Bechor, Zeroa, Lechayayim, Keva, Mochron Li Yisrael, even by Bechor. Remember, it's the bilus of a Kohen, but the second it gets a mum, he can give it to a Yisrael. Right? So by all of those, right, and Yisrael doesn't have to eat it right? Like Rashi says, Lamashcha, Bitzliu, Bachardol, like a Kohen does. So maybe this grandson Kohen might think, oh, my father already was poded, right? He paid the Israel. So, Hani, Kibet, Gushas Damim Ninu, Asilimiti Bahon, and therefore you could make a mistake. And therefore, change it on the side. Savar miskel kedusha sayu aarba azuzay. Right, the kedusha was mischalal on the money that my grandfather gave. Va'asa leminag bahon minhag dechulin. You might treat it like chulin, and that's why it only says truma, because that has kedusha zaguf, and there is no chash that he's going to have a mistake. So you read this gemara; it sounds like anything with kedusha zaguf versus anything without kedusha zaguf. The tour and the mefarshim on the Rambam point out, the Rambam seems to be befeirish against the Gemara. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, the Rambam says, Hilchos Trumos, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Chaf. The Rambam says, Lo Yitin Adam Truma L'Shomer Gito. Good. So this Kohen that's guarding my gat, my press, I shouldn't give him Truma, because that's like Schar. V'lo Bechor L'Shomer Edro. I shouldn't give a bechar to the one that's guarding my sheep. V'lo matanos l'roa behemto. V'im nasan chilel. And if you did, you were mechal, like our Gemara just said. Ela imke nasan lehem schar shmirasan tchila. Unless you give it first. The Gemara didn't talk about that. But now we gave. V'rasha Yisrael lomar l'Yisrael acher halacha selazu v'tein truma o bechar o shar matanos l'ploni akoin ben biti. So he says, Truma and Bechor and Shar Matanos, says the Radvaz. Mashba mehacha de Bishar Matanos kahuna de lo kachi gufayu lo matzi lememar le tzlul telazeh v'taneil de ben nabiti. Rabbeinu katav, oh Shar Matanos. What do you mean Shar Matanos? The Gemara says not Shar Matanos. Matanos not. V'yesh lomar, says the Radvaz, v'lo amrinan hachi ela lemeyav taima letana de pasach v'kulan yesh lem tovas anol abayla v'siyim b'truma. Maybe the Rambam understands the Gemara as, the Gemara is not asking truma bidavka, it's the only one. But why was that the first example given after the Brisa said, all of them have tovas anol and the only example given was truma? Why was truma the example given? But not why the truma would be the only one allowed. Maybe that's how the Rambam understands the Brisa. Aval olam kaimalan kareishu demas nisan ubekulin yishven tovas anol abayilam. We don't have any chash. The Rambam talks, the Brisa says that one first because that one is the most obvious. But maybe lamaskana even not. Okay, but if you read the Rambam, it seems like it's surprising. The tour, again, thinks that the Rambam is against the Gemara, but again, that's how maybe you would have, the Rambam would have to understand our Gemara. Good. Amar Rava. Trumas, once we're in the discussion of some matnas kahuna, so we get into the discussion for the rest of the amud of trumas chutzlaretz. Trumas chutzlaretz, truma of chutzlaretz, we know truma is daraisa only in Eretz Yisrael. But in the surrounding areas, that we'll talk about soon, the surrounding areas, Chazal also said, we'll keep truma midrabanan. Not everywhere in the world. Like chala, as we'll talk about soon, drabanan, we said, this chala is chutzlaretz everywhere. You have to take chala everywhere you are in the world. There's a different type of matana. But Shruma is only in the very close, contiguous, surrounding areas of Eretz Yisrael. So Shruma's Chutz L'Aretz, though, has a lot of coolness. Number one, Ein Behem Mishum Kohen Amseyem Beis Akronos. Right, it's not here. Right, that's what this has to do with our case. Right, our Mishnah spoke about giving the Bechor too early. That's similar to Kohen Amseyeya, and I was saying, Chalas Chutz L'Aretz, Shruma's Chutz L'Aretz doesn't have any problem with Kohen Amseyeya Beis Akronos. There is, though, a machlok, as we've shown him. What does this mean? There's no problem of Kohen Amseyeya. Rashi says, you could give it to the Kohen. You could give it to the Kohen. Can the Kohen do it in the first place? That's not so clear. Rashi says, once the Kohen is helping you out, you're allowed to give it to the Kohen. That's what Rashi says, and that's what the Tur says. You're allowed to give it to the Kohen. The Beis Yosef is medayik that. They don't say that the Kohen can lechadchila go and help you out in the Beis HaGranos. They just say that if the Kohen is in the Beis HaGranos, you're allowed to give it to him. But maybe they would say, Rashi and the Tur would say, no, the Kohen shouldn't do that in the first place, but he points out that the Rambam says that it's mutter in the first place. The Rambam in Hilchas Bikurim, in Hey Yud Beis, the Rambam says that there is no problem to actually to go and Bimisayeya. Right, that's the Beis Yosef points out this machlokas in Shin Chaf Gimel, at the end of Shin Chaf Gimel. He quotes the Tur and Rashi, Nira mi diktuk lishono, de lo asa rava lameymar, ela di yecholim litein shumas chutz la'aris lakone misayeya. Aval ha-kohen atzmo, efshar de'en lo lisayeya, kedei sheyitnu lo shumas chutz la'aris. V'chein yish l'dakdem, yidivar rabbeinu, Rashi in the Tur. Aval ha-rambam kasav bastam, ve'en ba mishum kohen misayeya matanosav shu asar. The Rambam just says, there's no kohen misayeya. Sounds like from the Rambam that not even to go there. To go there is also okay. Right? By Trumas Chutz La'aretz. That's the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chaf Gimel. Shin Chaf Gimel, the Gra points that out. On the Shulchan Aruch. Where's my Gra? Here in Shin Chaf Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, by the whole simon in Shin Chaf Gimel is about Chalas Chutz La'aretz. Chalas Chutz La'aretz. Same thing. But it says, V'yicholon litna l'chon ha'ma'aretz, ve'ein ba mishim koinem asayeh b'matanosav shihu aser. He just quotes that line, which is the language of the Rambam. There's no koinem asayeh, which is aser. Shach, avagad ba'al makayim l'naser l'chon ha'ma'aretz l'agronos b'chalas Chutz La'aretz, hikilu bazeh, u'be'is Yosef dik-dik midivrei Rashi, v'tur, z'yavagad ba'al ha'bayiz yachol litna aser l'chon l'sayeh. So the Shach just quotes that. And the gra right here, Ratzalomer Shemuch on the coin, which was Chotzaretz. Rashi Viturlo Pirshukain. Right, so the gra also points that out. That machlok has been shown him. It seems like that the Shach and the gra both saying we should be machbar lechachila. In that case, for the Rashi and the tour. So that's one kula. Shumas Chutz La'aretz doesn't have any problem of coin of Messiah. Rav Yechama Yavle Lashame. Rav Chama used to give it to his servant who was a Kohen. Yovel Lashame. Omar, and that's an example of the kula. You're allowed to have a Kohen work for you. He gave it to a shame, gave it to a servant. Isn't there the Chazal say, Isser Hishtamshus Bakuna, Kohen serving me something? Right? It's not so clear. Not so clear. There is a Hagos Mordechai in Mesechas Gittin. Hagos Mordechai in Gittin, Tuf Samach Aleph, quotes a story. Maisa Bikohen, Sheyatzak Mayim Aideh Rabbeinu Tam. There was a Kohen that poured water for Rabbeinu Tam. Poured water. Remember, we didn't have sinks in those days. They probably went to get to the lake to get the water. He came back. He poured the water for Rabbeinu Tam. Natilos Yadayim. V'hikshalo Talmud. And there was another Talmud there and said, Rebbe, I don't mean to be a little presumptuous or, but how are you allowed to do that? How are you allowed to do that? Shaninu b'Yerushalmi hamishtamish b'kuhuna ma'al. We learned in the Yerushalmi that there's an isser of me'ila, so to speak, when it comes to having a Kohen serve you. Mishtamish b'kuhuna ma'al. Beheshev lo, great answer of Rabbeinu Tam. So much lumdus has been written on this. Ein b'em kedusha b'zman hazeh. They don't have kedusha b'zman hazeh. Don't worry about it. Tekai malan, he quotes the Gemara in Zvachim Yudzayin. B'zman shebigdeim aleim kunasam aleim. They're not wearing Beit Dekuna, so they're not calling him. Really. They duchin, they get their Mavarich Rishon. What are they talking about? And what about Bizman Azeh? They don't have to wear Beit Dekuna for Truma. Calling him can eat Truma without Beit Dekuna. What's the Rabbeinu Tam talking about? So Rav Soloveitchik said beautifully, look at the language of the Yerushalmi. What did the Yerushalmi say? Hamishamish Bekuna doesn't say Usser, it says Ma'al. What does Ma'al mean? Ma'al is a language of Mi'ila, Beis Hamikdash. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, there are two Kedushos of Kuhuna. There's, and you can formulate this in different ways. Kedusha Lagabe Mikdash, Kedusha Lagabe Gvulin. Kedusha Lagabe Mikdash, to do the Avoda, to everything related to the Beis Hamikdash. You know, Kedusha, maybe eating Kachi Kachim, right? He has to do that in the Azara. I don't remember. Does he have to wear Big Day Kahuna for that? I don't remember. But either way, there's Kedusha Lagabe Kahuna and Kedusha Lagabe Gvulin. Kedusha Lagabe Kahuna, he has to wear his Big Day Kahuna, and that's where the Gemara says, Bizban Shebigdeim Aleim Kunasam Aleim. Right? If he's Mechusa Begadim, maybe he's like a czar. Maybe he'll be Chayim Yisrael Shamayim because he's like a czar. But Kedusha Akoin Lagabe Gvulin? Of course not. He doesn't need his Begadim. What's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam? The Isser of Hishtamshus Bekahuna. What's the Yerushalmi telling me? That's part of Kohen B'Mikdash. That's what the word Ma'al tips us off on. Right? And that's what he's saying. There's no problem. Of course he's going to duchen, and of course Kohanim could do, are given, v'kidash to l'chol davar shebikdusha. Because that's totally on Kedusha l'gabe b'gvulin. But Kedushas Kohen, B'migdash, that's only by Big Day Kahuna, and Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush is that the Isser of Hishtamshus B'Kahuna is totally on that first Kedusha of Kahuna, not on the second Kedusha of Kahuna, and that's what's alluded to by the word Mal. Right, that's Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Shechter quotes this in the Ginas Egos on page Reish. If you want to look it up, quotes this from Rav Soloveitchik, this Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Beis Suge Kedushas Kahuna. Good. Let's continue. You might say it's totally on the Chefsa, and on the Kohanim are Gavras and Chefses. That's an extreme way of stating it. But if one looks in Parshas Tetzaveh, and if one looks in Truma, Tetzaveh, all these, often the Kohanim are formulated as objects, not just subjects, right? You put oil on them, just like one puts oil on Kalim, right? So in the Mikdash, they're obviously gavras and they're working, but they're also tools. They're also, so to speak, tools of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Shluchei d'Rachmana, shluchei d'Idan, and therefore there can be parallels between that and the carbon. We've spoken about shchita in the past. There's shchita lagabe the gavra, it's an avoda lagabe the chefza carbon, but not lagabe the gavra the kohen. That's why you don't need shchita k'shir bizar, but it's still one of the avoda sakahuna. You have this dichotomy in other areas as well. Okay, so number one, kula by Trumas Chutz La'aretz. There's no coin of Messiah, and that's why Rav Chama gave it to his servant. Amar Shmuel, Trumas Chutz La'aretz b'teila barov. Second kula, even though Truma usually needs to be batel in 101, need 101 for Truma to be batel, but when it comes to Trumas Chutz La'aretz, it's batel barov. Rabba mivatla barov. Rabba even was lechatchila mivatel it barov. V'ochala b'yemei tumaso, and he used to eat it. He was a Kohen, and he used to eat it b'yemei tumaso. That is kula number two. That bitul barov, and not only that, but bitul lechatchila barov, right? And that is a little even more of a chiddush, because we know the sugya ein mevatlanus lechatchila. Rov Rishonim, we have this back in Maseches Chulin, hold that's an issa d'rabanan. The Ravid we discussed in Chulin holds that it's an issa d'araisa. But Rov Rishonim say that ein mevatlanus lechatchila. Is it the Rabbana? We discussed it actually a few days ago. We discussed from Rabbi Yosef Engel and others. But I don't think we mentioned this in the most recent time. Some Achronim, the Avnei Miluim included, the Ksos writes, the Isser to be Mevatel, true Malach Anchila is for sure Daraisa. Even if you want to say, even if one wants to say, to be Mevatel pig, to be Mevatel basa b'chalav, all of these is an Isser to Rabbanan, but to be Mevatel Truma is a Daraisa. Because it's a mitzvah d'araisa to be shomer on my truma. And being mevatel it is not being shomer. That's the opposite. That's the Avni Milum writes this in the Tshuva, in Simen Yud Ches. He writes, Yirlani es daiti, tahacha minat Torah. He's answering a question, right, about if you have a choice to give a cholash ish bo sakana, different types of isurim, which one do you give? So one of them is like truma versus tevel. So why don't you just be mevatel the truma and the tevel? And then what? Eating truma is iser misabili shamayim. You're right, you're a cholet, but wouldn't it be better to be mevatelit to violate the iser drabanan of a mevatlin? Wouldn't that be better? So that's what he's answering. Yulani is daiti. Tahacha mina Torah aser. Mishum da'anu musharan ala truma. Shalom nafsidena. Kidichsiv ushmartem es mishmeres trumosoi. Kidithnan beperaches to trumas. Umin ha Torah tzorach shimur. Shalom nafsid truma. Minat Torah. Ukeshe mevatel truma b'toch chulin hari nefacha iser leheter v'nase mitruma chulin da'achrei raven lahatos u'mevuar v'havele kima abed ha'truma b'yadayim. Keshe mevatel b'rov chulin desu lekakan truma v'atorah amar v'shmarnam esmer shumosai. That's the Avni Miluim. That is it. It's a daraisa to mevatel truma. So this just gives an added chiddush to the line of our Gemara. That truma's chutz la'aretz. You're allowed to be mevatel, even if the Isra mevatel truma lechatchila by truma is daraisa, but when it comes to truma's chutz la'aretz, it is derabanan. It is not derabanan, it's mutter. It's mutter. Truma's chutz la'aretz is mutter because it's only derabanan. Again, a big topic in our sugya. Number three, the next kula, Rafuna Breder of Yeshua, ki mishra mi lechamer de truma, when he used to get truma wine, havi rami tre natli de chulin v'chada natli de truma, he used to put into one bowl two ladles of chulin and one ladle of truma, meaning rov, he was mevatel, it's fine, so far that we learned, but this is the added chiddush. V'shakel chad, then he used to take one out and drink it, and we are then allowed to assume that everything that came out was the truma. and what's left is chulin. And therefore, mikan ve'elach rami chad, he could throw in a whole other thing of truma and say that's batel v'shagal chad and keep taking one out. And keep doing the bittel over and over again. An added element of kula. Not only is it bittel barov, but let's say I was mavatel barov, then I take out a certain amount, I can assume everything I took out, which I assume was already bittel and I drank it, but I could assume that was all truma regarding the next stage. And I could put another whole ladle full of truma in, and assume that's bittel in the chulin, then take another one out and say it's bittel, I could drink it. Back and forth, that's another kula that is mentioned here. It actually comes up in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim in terms of water that's usable and not usable for Netilas Yadayim. Also taking some out, putting some back in. The Beis Yosef talks about this in Simen Dalid in Arachayim. V'yamar Shmuel, next kula. V'yamar Shmuel, Trumas Chutz La'aretz, Ochel Aholech Ve'acharkach Mafrish. If it's Trumas Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to eat first and leave over the truma. You don't have to be mafresh at first, which is obviously different. Regular truma, you have to be mafresh, or else it's tevel. I'm allowed to eat and then leave it over. Leave it over. Which lumdis-wise, the mafreshim explain, trumas chutz la'aretz has a chiyav hafrasha and not an iser tevel. There's a chiyav hafrasha, so as long as I'm mafresh, I can even be mafresh it at the end. If it's an iser tevel, you can't wait and eat first. There's a chovas hafrasha, the chazal were misakin, a chovas hafrasha, and not as much in Isser Tevel. There is an interesting machlokas Rashi Tosfos here. Rashi says, what does it mean, achagach mafrish? Eat everything and leave over the truma. Just leave over a little bit of truma. Fine. What else is there to say? Tosfos says you have to leave over a little bit more than truma. You have to leave over a little bit more than truma because you have to have what Tosfos says is minamukaf. You have to have the truma coming from, you have to have afrasha from the kri. But if you have nothing, all you have is truma, then that doesn't work. Tosfos says, when it says you have to leave it a little bit over, he says not like Rashi, who says that you could just leave over truma, you have to leave a little bit more than truma. That's Tosfos, you have to have minamukaf. Ask the Rashi's Bikurim, why does Tosfos say minamukaf, which is a Durabanan, which is only a lechachila? There's a din daraisa, shireha nikarim. Right, if I make my whole field truma, it's meaningless. I have to have some, you know, shiereni karim. I have to have something that's matired. So why does Tosfos bring in the halachachila of minamukaf, which might only be a dinda rabbanon? Right, why doesn't he quote shiereni karim, which is the dinda raisa? So he quotes beautifully. He says shiereni karim. I just alluded to it in the formulation of the question. Shiereni karim is a function of the fact that Hafrasha's Truma is a Matir. We've discussed that in the past. It's a Matir, that's why it's a question, is it counted as a mitzvah or not? Certain mitzvahs are Matirim. But inherently, the essence of Hafrasha's Truma is a Matir. It's Matir the Tevel. That's why you need Shiur and Ikarin. Because if you don't have, if I make my whole field Truma, and it's not Matir or anything else, that undermines its definition. The definition of Hafrasha's Truma has to be Matir the Kri. Tikun HaKri. So therefore, that's what's usually, that's how it's understood. Shiereni Karin. But, says the Reish Bikurim, why does Rashi not say you need anything here? Because according to Rashi, what's the kula? You're allowed to eat first. If you're allowed to eat first, then this isn't the real essence of Hafrasha Shuma on a Daraisa level. So it's not Matir, because you already ate it. You don't need it to be a Matir. There's a Chovas Hafrasha. Chazal were mistaken in Chovas Hafrasha. But not Chovas Hafrasha in the same sense as the Daraisa, that it has to be Matir, which then you would require Shireni Karin. This is the Stam Chovas Hafrasha. You have to give some to the Kohen. But that's why you don't need anything left over. And that's why Rashi says you don't need anything. Tosfos says this, that's why Tosfos doesn't say that principle either. But he quotes Minamukaf. Separate din, they have to take off next to, not in terms of matir, but next to, you know, the what you're, where you're coming from, and that's why Tosfos might say that's what you need. V'imkei trumas chutz la'aretz, he says for Rashi, after tiru lecha ola hafrish, v'kol machom kivin dafrasha, materas masha achal, k'far lam afreya, havi b'chal shi'er any karim, v'kei b'shvil shi'er any karim, ain't sorach li shayer klum b'shas afrasha. Didn't you shi'er any karim, rak she yifa pula matir. V'yavkan, atshuma materas, mashachal kfar. It's like backwards, or you could just say it doesn't even need to be matir, the way I said it. Then he gets into, it could be related to brera. By a durabanan, you say yesh brera, right, and then it was already matir beforehand. Okay, but either way, that's the lumdis of the Reishis Bikurim here to explain the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos and the general issue. But that is Kula. So again, and these are all quoted in Shulchan Aruch. All of these Kulas is quoted by Chalas Chutz Laretz. So again, number one, there's no Kol Maseiach Beis Akronis. Number two, there's Bittul Barov. Number two, you can be Mevatel it again and again. Number four, you could Ochal the Holech and then Mafresh. Number five, Amar Shmuel. Ein Shumas Chutz Laretz Asura Ela B'misha Tuma Yotzala Migufo. Shumas Chutz Laretz is only Asur to somebody who has a very Chomer type of Tuma. Right? Yotzala Migufo. Who is that? Zav, Zava, Yoledes, right? Somebody who has Tumah coming from within, right? That is who is not allowed to eat this Truma. Rashi, Zav, Zav, Nida, Balkari. Rashi says, what if somebody's Tummy Mace? That's a Chomer Tumah. That's okay. Tummy Mace is allowed to eat Trumas Chutz Laretz. Right? Trumas Chutz Laretz is only by Yotzalav Migufo. Bani Mili Bachilin, and this is only also, even if Tumah Yotzalav Migufo, they're only not allowed to eat it. Avol Benegia Leslan Bad, they're allowed to touch it. Remember, the whole truma here is just so tishkachich toras truma on you, drabanan. So there are a lot of kulas. Good. There is a machlokas rishonim. What about a boel nida? Is a boel nida considered tuma yotzal of migufo? It's a general machlokas. Maybe we'll get back to that in a few months in Maseches Nida. You know, boel nida. That tuma flows from the nida, but the nida is yotzal of migufo. So is the boel nida tuma yotzal of migufo? Does he just take on her tuma, or is it like something separate? So that's an interesting discussion in the Rishonim, Tosfos, and the Rambam, and elsewhere. Amar Ravina, Hilkach, but Ravina says, because we say this, that there's only Asur because of Achila, not Negia. Nida kotza chala va'ochala kohen katan. A Nida could be mafresh chala, chalas chutz laretz, and then a kohen katan could eat it. What is kohen katan here? Rashi has two days. Maybe katan, Rashi says, not gadol, because gadol is tuma yosla migufo. Right? And No, in this case. Or, and Rashi says, maybe it just means a katan who never saw keri before. But if he saw keri, maybe even if he went to the mikvah, it wouldn't be good 2 days in Rashi whether the mikvah would help here. By Tuma Yosla Migufo. Okay, 2 days in Rashi, why Dafka says koin katan. Ve'i leka koin katan, but if you have nobody to eat it, and now it's Tamei Drabanan. Shakla la Bereish Masa. You should just put it on a stick, on a long pole. Vishadi B'tanur and burn it. Vishadi B'tanur. Vahadar Mafshach Alachrisi. Keiched Yolajashachik Toras Chala. Va'ochala Kohen Gadol. But if you have to burn it, you know, you don't want Chala to be forgotten. So be Mafshach another Chala, which is not really Chala. And then that anybody can eat, because it's not really Chala. Good. Why'd have to use a long pole? So Rashi says, because you don't want to touch it. You don't want to make a Tamei. Tosa says, what do you mean? You already made a Tamei. You will mafresh it, betuma. So Tosfos says, because you want to stick it into the fire. And you want to stick it into the fire, you don't want to burn yourself. So why didn't Rashi say that? Well, Tosfos sounds like very mistaver. Right? You already were metame it. So again, Achronim say, you were allowed to touch it when it was tevel, but maybe not when once it's chala. Maybe even if they're makel, that you could kotze loch by the nida, but maybe once it's truma, so then even drabanan, you know, you should try not to touch it. Okay. Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Amin Barchama, Havi Kozli Ba'arva, they were going on a boat, Salak Rav Amram Lafnuye. Rav Amram left, he had to go to the bathroom. Asya, who it's a woman comes, Alas Kamayu, Amr Luhu, she says, Tame Meis, Maushe Yitpo Va'ochal Shumas Chutz Laretz. Can a Tame Meis go to the mikvah and not wait till Harev Shemesh? Not wait till evening, which is usually by Truma Daraisa, you have to wait till the next, till evening. Right, first mission Shas. Mehemas Akonim Nichnasim Lechol Trumasan. Meister Shani is right away, but Truma is that night. But what about Chalas Chutz Laretz, Trumas Chutz Laretz? Could a Tamei Meis go right that day without Harev Shemesh? So Amalei Rav Nachman L'Rami Bar Chama. Rav Nachman says to Rami Bar Chama, right, interesting, the woman asked the question and they're like talking amongst themselves. V'chi Hazah Yesh Lanu? We're going to go with Rashi's pshat of this Gemara. As you see, Tosfos has a long discussion of a different pshat of the Gemara. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat. Do we have Hazah nowadays? We don't have Hazah nowadays. Meaning, it's Tamei Meis. To become Tahar from Tumas Meis, you need the Paraduma. So, you're not really becoming Tahar anyway through this Tahara in the Mikvah. And therefore, Rashi says, because you're not coming Tahar anyway, so, you know, you can be Mako. You know, and therefore, you don't need Harev Shemesh. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. Amr le Rami Bar Chama. So after Rav Nachman said this to Rami Bar Chama, he says, "Lo lechesh le l'saba." Shouldn't we wait until you know the elder rabbi Rav Amram comes back from where we're leaving himself before we give this answer? Maybe we should wait for the Mara d'Asra. So Adahachi, meanwhile, Asra of Amram, he came back. Amalu, and they tell him the question. And Amalu, he says, Hachi Amarav, Tamimeis Tova V'Ochel B'Shumas Chutz La'aretz. Yeah, right away. Tova V'Ochel, you can eat right away. You don't need Harif Shemesh. The Gemara adds, V'Lasil Chazakavase. But we don't pass in that way. Rashi says, Hashas Mahedrele. No, we don't pass in that way. Rashi, and according to Rashi's version of the Gemara, which would mean, you have to wait. You have to wait till nighttime for that, for eating it. The Bach and the Shita take out the next di, new statement. Amar Marzutra Mishvedur of Sheshas, another din. Tamei Sheretz, Tova V'Ochel B'Chumas Chutz La'aretz. Right, Tamei Sheretz also. Right away, doesn't need Harif Shemesh, V'Lasil Chazakavase. Also, the halacha does not follow. So again, if you want, we want a summary of all of these halachas, we can look in Yaradeya Shin Chaf Gimel. Yaradeya Shin Chaf Gimel, Chala Durabanan. Chala Tzlutz La'aretz Muteres L'Kohen Tahar, Mikri Rashoi La'achla Imzara Shulchan Echad, L'fish Eina Midamas. Ve'ina Vafil Nis'ar V'Shaveh B'Shaveh. Chulun, it continues. Where's the part that's related to us? U'mutu L'vad L'barov. Va'ochla bimei tumaso, v'yachol alitzna l'koin ama aretz, v'ein ba mishim konim seya besa matanosav, shu aser. V'imrasa tchila lecho tchila v'yachar kach gafra shachala, v'chutz l'aretz muter. V'nei she'ini kar ela midivrayam. Right, all of these are related. V'tzarech l'shayer ma'at yoser mishirchal, l'shem afrish, k'dei she'yesh b'shirayim b'shash shem afrish. Right, tosas. Like we saw. V'davka l'isa v'chulu, avas chalas eretz Yisrael, lo yachal ashey afrish. V'enin tell us elam in amukaf. Kitruma, v'enin tell us ben atar la tameh, l'chad chila v'chulu, and he continues. Interesting also, where exactly does it mean chutz la'aretz here? Chalas chutz la'aretz. So, the Rambam tells us, at the beginning of Hilchos Trumos, where's Truma d'Araisa? Only in Eretz Yisrael. What's Eretz Yisrael? The Rambam says, "Hachumus v'maisus eino nahagus ben atora ella be'Eretz Yisrael. Bein b'fnei abayis, bein shelo b'fnei abayis. V'neviim hiskinu sheyehe noagos af be'Eretz Shinar v'pnei sheismucha le'Eretz Yisrael. V'rov Yisrael holchin v'shavin sham Eretz Shinar, which is close by. V'chachamim harishonim." So he quotes that from the Neviim. And then he says, the Chachamim harishonim hiskinu sheyehe noagos af be'Eretz Mitzrayim u'be'Eretz Amon u'Moav. Svivos Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Shinar, Mitzrayim, Amon, and Moav. Those four. Ask the Radvaz, what about Edom? Edom is also mentioned in when Bnei Yisrael went in. Lo yadati lama lo eskir Eretz Edom, shkam hi krova la aretz. V'shema, says the Radvaz, lo nisyashu sham Yisrael. Lefichach lo hiskiru osa. Lefichach nire, sha'afilu nisyashu bahem Yisrael. Specific places where Jews lived at that time, close to Eretz Yisrael. But even if it was places close to Eretz Yisrael, if Jews didn't live there then, there's no such takana. Even if Bnei Yisrael go there later. And then Rambam relates to the sugi of Kibush Yachid, David HaMelech, Kibush Rabin, big discussion in the Meseches Gittin, but that's the Ha'ara of the Radvaz. We'll continue. Says the Gemara. Next line of the Mishnah, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said on yesterday's daf, Chav Vav Amabez, that a Bechar should be eaten within the year. Within the year, how do you calculate the year? So that we discussed all of, so we'll have to clarify a little bit. It was a year from, we mentioned the Rambam says in Ilchos Becharos, a year from 8 days old for the Karban, right? Because that's when it becomes Roy for a Karban, Miyom HaShmini V'Hala, so a year after that. What about if it becomes a Balmum? So that the Mishnah discussed a little bit as well. But how do you know it goes by the year? So, HaBachar Nechal Shana B'Shana V'Chulam Mitzikamar Nolad Balmum B'Toch Shnaso. Since the Mishnah said, if it gets a Mum during its year, that affects the calculation. L'Memra, that teaches me to L'Shana D'Day Maninan. It must be that when we're talking about a year here, it goes by its own personal birthday. It doesn't go by the halachic calendar. Meaning, even though, as Rashi says, if an animal is born in Nisan, you don't say by Tishrei, oh, the year is done. No, it goes from Nisan to Nisan. It goes by its personal year. Minani Mili, right, which some halachas go by a personal year, and some halachas go by, right, remember the Rosh Hashanah Malachim, and whenever it comes, it starts again. So Minani Mili, how do I know that by Bechor, you go by personal year? Damar Yudam Arav, Damar Kra. Lefnei Hashem Alkecha Tochlenu Shana Bishana. So we darshan. Ezeu shana shenechnetzes bechaverta. How could you have a shana in a shana? How could you have 1 year that goes into another year? How the omer shana shabachar, right? That's shana shabachar, where it goes one into another. The Rishonim here discuss, why isn't there an isra of bal ta'acher? Usually if I have a karban, and I pass over three chagim, so I violate Balta Acher. This is a special thing, Zeres HaKasav. That's Pashtus. Pashtus is Zeres HaKasav. You have a year. Right? The Shimon Kubetzes and the Tosas try to figure out, different, other ukimtas that you're not going to violate Balta Acher with the chagim. But anyway, Pashtus is, it seems like, again, maybe that's what they're driving at. Debei Rav Tana, different source. Shana Bishana. Yom Echad Bishana Zu, Yom Echad Bishana Zu. It's possible to eat the Bechar in two different years. That's what he learns from Shana Bishana. So what do you learn from there? You can eat a Bechar for 2 days, day night day. And that's how you eat it the last day of the first year and the second day of the second year. So he learned Shana Bishana to teach me that you're allowed to eat a Bechar for day night day. Meaning it's like other carbon shlamims. That's what Debei Rav learns that from Shana Bishana. Limeid ala Bechar, shenechal l'shne yamim, v'layla echad. Debei Rav minalahu. So how does Debei Rav know the first halacha that you go by personal year? You don't go by calendaric year. Yalfi mikachim. He learns it out from other karbanos. Karbanos all go by. If you have to bring a karban, a one-year-old karban, it's within the first year of that animal's life. So, v'kachim gufayim minalad. How do you know by kachim? Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, amar kro. Keves ben shnaso. Shnaso shelo, v'lo shana shel minyan olam. So that's how the Bei Rav know the first halacha, right, of personal year. V'rav nechal l'sheyem alay lechem minalad. So how does Rav, the first day, how does he know that a bechar can be eaten for day, night, day? So nafkalei mi ubisarim yelach kachazei atznuva v'chashok hayamin. Right, we compare it to the shlamim. Chazei atznuva and shok hayamin. Hikishu akasav l'chazei v'shok l'shlamim. Ma'alahalan shnei yamim v'layla echad afkan l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. So that's why each one quotes holds of the other one. Let's just finish. We're in the middle of the sentence. V'idach. And why doesn't the Bei Rav learn from here? Ime Hasam, if you'd only learn from Chazei and the Shok, Ika Lameimer, Chazei v'Shok Shal Toda. Right? There is one Chazei and Shok that's only eaten for one day. So, that's why you need the other Makar to teach me. No, it's day, night, day. V'idach, how would you answer that? Maybe he's talking about Toda. Omar Kra, Lecha Yihyeh. Hosif Lecha HaKasif Havaya Acheres Bebechor. So it's even more than the minimum that you would have said, Tafas de Muat. And that's why you could, you have extra. Ve'idach. And what about the other one? What would he answer to that? Ha'mehasam ikala meimer ha'yilacha. That's not adding on extra. Limeid al bechar balmum shenilu l'kohen. No, that's just teaching me that even a bechar balmum goes to a kohen. Right? So why? Because maybe you would have thought only a bechar tam. Shalom atzina lo bechar latar kula. You don't have a beferish pasuk that tells me even a bechar balmum goes to the kohen. Maybe only a bechar tam. Ve'idach. Omar b'saram. Echad tam ve'echad balmum. Ve'idach. Ubisaram, Bisaram doesn't mean both, but it means Dahani Bakhoris to Kuli Yisrael Kamar. All Bakhoris, but it could have been all Bakhar Tams, but not Bakhar Balmum. And that's why don't have it. You have this machlokas, the root of the machlokas again between Rav and Debei Rav about these dinim. Okay, maybe we'll start by the Shem next time with the halachas of the 2 days. We'll talk about the shlamim, day night day, lechatchila to eat it on the first day. There's a Ramban and other related halachas. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about birthdays. We're talking about the birthday of this animal, significance, and other items that come up on the next daf. Okay, Beth Hashem, after today's, tomorrow's daf, as we'll see, Maseches Bechoros gets into other general Shas topics. We'll see how this is, but Bechoros does have other items, and it's really in this parak. We'll get into the topics of Chashud, right? Chashud, the status of Chashud, the next three blot. We'll have different Shas topics before we get into back to Bechor in the next parak. Okay, we'll stop here.